Check, 1, 2, check. Check, check, check.
Moving on. Thank you, Father, that your word says to us that whatever it is that we ask, you will grant to us. Our request, our confession, is that our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ be lifted up in all the earth, and especially in this house this morning. Your word to us is that if you are lifted up, you will draw all men to yourself. Lord, today, draw us, every one of us, not one left behind, to yourself. For Lord, oh God, we can do nothing in our own strength or ability. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot heal ourselves. We cannot deliver ourselves. We cannot redeem ourselves. There's nothing that we can do in our own capacity or ability without your help, without your license, without your permit. So, Lord, we ask, permit us, according to your word, to present ourselves before you. By faith, we present ourselves before you today. We are in your presence. And in your presence, we find liberty. In your presence, we are healed. In your presence, we are filled to the overflow with joy. In your presence, we are prospered. In your presence, your blessings abound. In your presence, we find true favor. And Lord, oh God, today, we say, by the grace granted us by your eternal word, Father, have full access, full license, full permission to fully possess us until people say they are God possessed. Yes, we have heard about demon possession. Now we want to know and want the world to know what God possession looks like. As you eradicate the forces of darkness and establish wholeness in the lives of your people. Open our eyes, O Father, to see beyond the natural, that we may speak prophetically that which we see, because you are showing it to us. Thank you, Lord, that every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl in this service today is receiving an impartation of supernatural grace, favor, mercy, and prosperity in every realm, in every sphere. In Jesus, our Lord's name, we decree so. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. Are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord this morning? Well, David said, I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Today, experience God like you've never experienced him before. Amen? Praise the Lord. Worship team, that was just extraordinary. Thank you so very much for leading us every time you come. Before Mama comes, hallelujah, yes. If you're going to clap, clap. Amen. God be all the glory. before Mama comes and leads us in our time of prayer, I want to point to next Sunday. Next Sunday is the 13th, and we are going to be having two great men of God speak to us. One in the morning, Apostle God's Power, Uja, and in the evening, Dr. Kufre Abasiyeo. That's a very interesting name, Abase. The greatness of God and God's power are going to be speaking to us. So next Sunday is going to be power-packed. You don't want to miss it. And if you love your neighbor, invite them to come with you. Amen? I know some of you are Sunday morning people. If we see you Sunday evening, wow, we'll be ducking because maybe a thunderbolt is going across. So, break your pattern next Sunday. Amen? Be here for both services. Come ready to receive. Come ready to receive an impartation. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, this Saturday, there's going to be a concert here at 1 o'clock, I believe it is, or 2 o'clock. And it's going to go on till about 5 or 6, something like that. It's going to be a powerful experience. You want to be here for that. Some of you might have seen the flyers up in front. There's going to be all kinds of musicians and acts and dances and all kinds of things happening. And so we are expecting God to do something tremendous. Amen? And then, of course, you know about the 19th. The 19th is our block party. And we want everybody to participate. Everybody. Bar none. Everybody. If you're part of this household of faith, we are expecting that you will come to minister, serve, do something. Be part of what God is going to be doing in our community. Amen? So I'm looking forward to experiencing God with you this next few weeks. Who knows what this month, what fruit are we eating this month? The fruit of what? Favor. That's what you're going to have henceforth. Amen? Hallelujah. Favor. Every day you wake up knowing that you have favor on your life because you're the favorite of God. Amen? Some say, I'm the favorite. And so I'm highly favored. Do you believe it? Or are you just saying words? Do you believe it? Are you God's favorite? Then say it like you mean it. Okay. According to your faith. Mama, please. Well, praise the Lord. I'm God's favorite. I know it. Amen. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. In my going out and in my coming in, I'm blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember, like Papa used to say, we don't need a button that he has to press so that you respond properly. So either you are blessed and highly favored or you are not. So you don't need anybody cranking you up. Just know it. Say amen. Say amen. When I call my little grandchildren, I say, how are you doing today? They say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I say, you're surely blessed and highly favored. Some people are still ashamed to declare who God says they are. Somebody say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Well, you can shame yourself to lack or declare yourself to the blessed. I am blessed and highly favored. So next time somebody asks you, how are you doing? Yeah, just shock them. Say, I'm blessed and highly favored. And look straight at their eyes. Amen. Don't look down or sideways. Say, I'm blessed and highly favored. They're going to think either you're arrogant or you're talking nonsense, but let your testimony show forth. Amen. Hallelujah. The rest of us, stretch your hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you for all our children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, friends, and neighbors. We lift every one of them before you. All, every one of us, from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we commit every one of us into your hands. You are our God and our Father. We thank you, God, that your blessing has made us rich and added no sorrow to it. We thank you, God, that we're walking in divine health, divine peace, divine joy, divine prosperity, divine wealth. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are strong and not feeble. We are rich and not poor. We are the blessed of the Lord, walking in divine blessing. We are the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for every family member, that they will have reason to testify every day, God, you are so good. Lord, as we sang that song, Hosanna, this morning, I remember how Jesus was walking the street of Jerusalem on that donkey. He did not tell them to say Hosanna. They just knew to do it. Father, may we know to praise you. May our spirit be quickened to lift your name higher and higher, to just glorify your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Every dullness in our children's spirit be removed. May they be sharp and quickened by the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for a great week, a great summer holiday they are having. And thank you, God, for great success for our career age, our young people and young men and women. Thank you, God, for our retirees. Put your fire in them that they begin to pray in the house of God like Simon and Anna did in the mighty name of Jesus, that your salvation will continuously and perpetually show up, that miracles will continuously happen in the mighty name of Jesus. Revive Glory and Peace Church and revive our nation in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our teachers and bless all our staff. Bless all our pastors and our leaders in the house of glory. Glorify your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you and receive you into the service, into our heart, into everything we do on a daily basis. Have your way in our homes, in our neighborhood, in our city and our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, turn your Bible quickly to Psalm 27. It's a very short psalm. I think there are 14 verses. You can catch up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? May the Lord be your light and your salvation all the time. Say amen. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. May you have confidence in the Lord. Say amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Say amen. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Amen. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Amen. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Amen. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. May all my days, may I always see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You will not be seeing evil reports, you will see good reports. Say amen. Say amen. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If you keep on waiting on the Lord, your heart will be strengthened. You will never have heart attack. Somebody say amen. Because your heart is fixed on him. Doesn't matter whether you were born with a problem, that thing's never going to take you out. The Lord will be the one who strengthens you. Lord, strengthen my heart. Like I said, Papa used to say, don't need a machine where we can crank to be telling you to say amen. I mean, if you want to have heart attack. So why didn't you say amen when I said the Lord should strengthen your heart? Wake up, church. Point to yourself, say, wake up. You know, it's your spirit man. It's never to do with your physical man. The physical man is just a house. And it's a clay house. You just need to go to a funeral home, touch the dead, and you know how clay it is. Clay without moisture. It is you, the spirit man, that is in charge of yourself all the time. God is in charge of you, and you are in charge of yourself. So speak, because you are a speaking spirit. Say amen. Say, when you are in the house of God, say the things God say, because you have angels at present. You know, sometimes the knowledge of scripture will help you a lot. If you know the word of God, you will know what is happening. You know, the Bible says children's angel. Are you a child of God this morning? Who's a child of God? Where the Bible says the children's angel ascend and descend on a daily basis, reporting what is happening. So as you are saying amen, they should be saying, they say, angels who hearken to the voice of the word. So they are saying, they have said it. So Lord, I'm ready to take the answer back to that person. May you wake up. Tell your spirit man, wake up from your slumber. Because you can be awake and yet you are asleep. May you be quickened in the name of Jesus. Rise with me and let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We've not come to meet with man here this morning. We came to meet with the Almighty God, the one in charge of our spirit, soul, and body, the one in charge of our now and our tomorrow, the one who can fix our yesterday. We come to meet with Almighty God. We sang this morning that Yahweh is your name, the great I am that I am. Father, we bless your holy name. Many have come this morning with various things in their mind, various issues, various need. But Lord, you are the answer. We come to no other but you. We come to the mount of the Lord. We come to Zion, where there is deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, there will be deliverance. May our spirit ascend this morning. Ascend to the hills of the Lord. Ascend to the mount of the Lord, where there is deliverance. As we bless your holy name, those shackles and those bondages and those problems, they begin to fall off like with a dominoes effect in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. There is nothing that can stand against the Lord. There is nothing that can override your word. Your word override everything. Father, we come and we take hold of your promises, which are yes and amen. We say it is well with us. It is well with us and our household. It is well with us and our household. Jesus is our Lord. He's our salvation and is the answer and the solution. By the word you made everything. By the word you created everything, and by the word you answer everything. We give you praise, O God, for answers and solutions and breakthroughs and victories and success and testimonies. We thank you for your goodness. All the days of our life, your goodness and your mercy, they follow us. They never neglect us. They are with us all the time. And the Lord, you are with us. The Lord is with us. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is within us. And the Spirit of the Lord is also upon us. We thank you for victory and success. We thank you for testimonies. We give you praise. And now, Lord, we thank you for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. You are the answer. Every work of darkness is falling off that nation. Lord, you have risen and your enemies are scattered. You will continue to rise and they will continue to get scattered. You are the answer and the solution. Yeshua, we know you're getting ready to come back. We say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Save your people, Lord. We say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Let the house of prayer be full again. Let the nations come again to your house to pray. In the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates and let your glory come in. Let your glory rise. Let it rise. We see your prophecy in Ezekiel is beginning to happen. The salt lake, in parts of it, they are beginning to find fresh fish. Father, we know your coming is drawing near. Father, touch our hearts. Touch our hearts. You said from this salt sea it's going to become fresh water. There'll be fishermen on both sides fishing. Now we are beginning to see that is happening. It's not come to the climax yet, but let us begin to turn our heart back to you. Speedily, O God, speedify our life to turn to you speedily, quicken her spirit. Let the spirit of slumber leave the church. Leave God's people. Leave their mind. Leave their soul. Leave their emotions. Leave their homes. Leave their marriages. Leave their children. Leave their husbands. Leave their children. Leave their wives. Leave their grandchildren. Leave the church. Leave the leadership of the church. Leave the congregation. Father, arise, O God. Quicken us. We are quickened by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Your word says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in us, it shall quicken our mortal bodies. Let us be quickened, O God. Quicken our mortal bodies. Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me, O Lord. Let me be sharper than ever. Let me be sharper than ever. Let me walk in precision more than ever. In the name of Jesus, we receive sight, we receive hearing, we receive a sound mind, we receive the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Let it be so for every one of us. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel, your glory. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Everlasting covenant you made with our fathers. You said it shall be so for your seeds. Lord, we are blessed in this city and in the country. We are blessed in our going out and coming in. You've caused us to be heard. And those who bless us shall be blessed. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let the nation of Israel be blessed. Let Canada be blessed. Let Nigeria be blessed. Let the United States of America be blessed. Let Bolivia be blessed. Let Argentina be blessed. Let Liberia be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, draw your people on the islands of the seas and the nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Remember your people, Lord, and save your people. We thank you for revival. Drive away wicked leaders from our nations and put righteous leaders. For righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. May the righteous begin to rule again. In the mighty name of Jesus, cleanse the seat of leadership in the government, in the school system, in the university, in the hospitals, in the schools, and in colleges. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every career, in every walk of life, in the hospitals, with the doctors, the nurses, and the policemen, and the military, and all the armed forces. Lord, let there be a cleansing from every department for the walk of life, that we will glorify your name. Cleanse the business seats, remove greed and wickedness, and let them begin to do righteous things. Give them great profit, but may they also profit and benefit the people. In the mighty name of Jesus. And touch every single person. Mothers and fathers, housewives and house husbands, whoever they are, carpenters, ordinary tool people, skilled workers, touch everyone. Touch everyone. Leave nobody behind. Lord, bless Glory and Peace Church. Bless every family here. May they have great testimonies. May our houses all be paid for. May debt freedom reign in this house. May scholarship reign in this house. May the goodness of God reign in this house. May promotion upon promotion reign in this house. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ reign in this house. Bless all our pastors. Provide for them. Take care of their old age. Take care of their need. In the mighty name of Jesus, send help, Lord. Give us righteous workers. Remove hirelings from among us. Bring people who will serve God out of the gladness of their heart. Give us kind and generous people. Those that are sick, heal, restore, and be made whole. They are strong in the Lord, dancing in the house of God, rejoicing. Preserve all our children's innocence and our grandchildren's innocence and our great-grandchildren's innocence. that they will bless the Lord and please you all the days of their life. As innocence was found in Daniel, may it be found in our children's children. In the mighty name of Jesus. As the spirit of excellence was found in Daniel, may it be found in our family here. In the name of Jesus, be magnified and glorified. Bless our tithes and our offering. Bless and prepare the heart of our preachers that are going to be preaching next Sunday, the one in the morning and in the night. Let only the word of the Lord come through with them. Cleanse their system. Let only the package of heaven flow through them. End this altar to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we be a blessing to them as they be a blessing to us. Bless our household. Bless Apostle and bless the leadership of this house. In Jesus' mighty name, bless our tithe and our offerings. Be glorified forever. Let your word now come with power, with grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, and deliverance, wholeness, and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so. Amen. God bless you. You be seated.
When the enemy comes challenging, says, I'm going to kill you, God has honey on his mind. Oh, I don't know if you have that. I said, when the young lion comes after you, trying to attack you, trying to kill you, God has honey on his mind. Every experience, every challenge, God has something greater on his mind for you. Celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ the sweetness in your life, the goodness of God in your life, the sureness of God in your life. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has great things on his mind for you and I. It is not defeat.
Praise the Lord. Before I bring the word of the Lord to us this morning, I'd like to remind you again, I said already earlier, but this time I want to say it via video. We are having two speakers next Sunday. The first one is Apostle Dr. God's Power Ojo, and we have a video clip from him. And
well, praise the name of the Lord God Almighty. I'm excited, Apostle Dr. God's Power Ojo is my name, and I'm excited just to be with you in Gap Church by next Sunday. Next Sunday, 13th of July, is going to be supernatural. God's word can take you from where you are to where you ought to be. There is nothing that can stop a man that God is set to change their life or bless. Get ready for overflow. Next Sunday, God is going to breathe upon you in supernatural way. And I don't come in church alone. Come with a friend. Come with a family member. Come with someone. Tell somebody something good is about something supernatural. We definitely have, but I'm Apostle God's Power Ojo. I'm expecting to see you next Sunday, you and all that is yours. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the second speaker next Sunday is going to be in the evening, and because it's a special meeting, it's going to be at 6:30 in the evening, not 7 o'clock. If you come at 7 o'clock, you would have missed 30 minutes of the service. So plan next Sunday to be here at 6:30 in the evening. Now let's hear from Dr. Kufre Abasi-Eyo. Well, somebody shout hallelujah. Why do we bring special guest speakers to you? Because every man or woman of God has a particular grace on his life that he brings to you. Every one of us has something. Nobody has everything. Even though we have the fullness of God in us, there are particular areas that God decides that he wants to flow through and bring something across to you. That's why we are the body of Christ. Amen? I have what I bring to the body of Christ. They have what they bring to the body of Christ. Even if you have the ministry of healing, there are some people who are specialists in their healing, and every deaf ear will hear, but every blind person will go home blind. It's true. And somebody else comes, and their anointing just flows for blind sight or crippled. And every crippled, lame person will jump off their wheelchairs and go home. But the deaf and blind will be blind and deaf. Because God uses people in a very particular, specialist way. If you go to an ear doctor trying to get eyeglasses, you got problems. You're not going to see very well. So when ministers come, you want to come in and say, God, whatever it is they've got that you're using them to do, I want you to do something in me. Let me not miss my opportunity. Amen? Praise the Lord. And the same holds true for churches. Every church is different. There are some churches that are just specialized in prison worship. There are some churches that are just prayer centers. There are some churches that are miracles. That's what they do. And there are some churches that are just word-based. And if a miracle happens, oh my, what happened? How did that happen? We've never seen this before. But if you want the word of God, you better sit in that church and you'll grow. Amen? So, having said all of that, I say this. Do you know what God has invested in you? What has God put inside of you that is meant to impact this body? Because we need your gifts. We need your gifts. We need what God has put inside of you. Amen? Hallelujah. You're very quiet today. And I know why. And Mama addressed it in her prayer. So rise with me. We're called to rest. I know. But the God who lives inside of you does not slumber. The enemy wants to put a slumbering spirit on you. And today is not the day. Amen? And tomorrow is not going to be the day either. And the day after is not going to be the day either. There is not going to be a day that you are going to be weak in your spirit. Today is the day of quickening. Amen? Somebody say, I am quickened in my spirit. I'm alive because my God is alive. I do not slumber nor sleep when I need to be awake, because my God does not slumber nor sleep. His eyes are wide open, and my eyes are wide opened My body is strong. I am fully nourished with a God life in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, body, hear me now. You are supercharged by the power of the living God. You are revived. You are established. You are promoted. And you are swift in Jesus' mighty name. You are not weary. You do not faint. You are mounted with wings like eagles, running and not weary, walking and not faint. Thank you, Father. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to begin laying the foundations on the subject of favor, the favor of God. The favor of God is not something that you make happen. Well, there's a sense in which we obtain the favor of God. There's a sense in which we receive the favor of God. There's a sense in which we position ourselves for the favor of God. But the favor of God is unmerited. It is God making an executive decision to do something for you. Not because you asked for it, but because He made a decision. Today I'm going to bless you. Amen? Let's say, for example, I put a $100 bill underneath your chair or some chair in here. And I said, whoever sits on that seat gets the $100 bill. It's not anything that they decided. I decided. That makes sense? I put the $100 bill there. They didn't ask for it, but I put it there. But grace will lead the person that's going to have that favor and enable them to go sit on that particular seat. Maybe they don't generally sit on that particular seat. So it was not planned. I know she's always sitting on that seat, and so today I want to bless her, so I'm going to put the $100 bill there so that when she sits there, she gets it. It's not like that. It is God just making a decision. Now, I can make that decision, because I know that's where she's going to sit, or that's where he's going to sit. But favor puts something somewhere and gets you to walk into it. So favor becomes something that you walk into. Are you with me so far? You were not expecting it. It wasn't planned this way or that way, but you stepped into it. Because of the grace of God, the sufficiency of God. Now, I don't know why this mic is doing that. We've got to figure it out. But let me go on with this. Sounds so different. My voice sounds different. I don't know which one I like. The other voice or this voice? Anyway, let's go on. I've captioned this word, denied no more. Favor. Favor. The favor of God. This word favor is covered by so many words, and sometimes it is translated differently with different words. Even the word glory, which is the word kabod, sometimes is translated as favor, depending on the context of the passage. Now, I want to start by taking us to the book of Psalms, Psalm 103. I'm going to read from verse 1 through 4, but very specifically, verse 4. Psalm 103, beginning to read from verse 1, starts out by making this statement: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." So we see that the statement that has been made at the very onset of this psalm is about blessing God. Now, how do you bless God? What is it that you have to bless God? What is it? God has everything. And how is it that I have the audacity to think that I can bless God? That's a challenge. When God says in his word, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Bless the Lord. Barak the Lord. That's what God does for me. But how is it that I am saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul"? You see, favor is connected to the blessing. And the Word of God teaches us about seed time and harvest. And the psalmist is saying to us here that the God who baraks me, who blesses me, he says, I need to bless that God. He starts out with me. He says, "You bless God." Me? Bless God? With what? With everything that you are. He says, when you bless the Lord with everything that you are, you watch and see what God is going to do. Your blessing God is just a little seed. And that seed is what he gave to you. So when God says to us, and the psalmist is saying, "You bless the Lord, O my soul," my mind, my intellect, my giftings, my talents, all that I am, focus on blessing God. Do everything to focus your attention to make sure that God is glorified. That is all he's saying. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." All that is within me. All that is within me. Spleen, pancreas, kidneys, lungs, stomach, appendix. Everything that's within me. Heart, vein, arteries, nerves. Everything within me, bless God. What is that saying? It's saying, you don't do anything that does not honor God. Stomach, you don't act like God is not good. Everything within me, bless God. Lungs, bless God. Kidneys, bless God. Liver, bless God. It must never be said that my liver is sick. Are you with me? My kidney is sick. No, 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 no. Everything within me, bless God. So that every time the doctor looks at me and says, "Wow, you have great kidneys. You have great lungs." Are we together? The Lord Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. He said, when you pray, pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Let your name be hallowed. Let your name be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You know, the first time I read those words, and forget not all His benefits, I stopped for a moment and said, what? And why is it saying all? And forget not all His benefits. Why didn't it just say, and forget not His benefits? Why does it say and all? You see, because so many times we forget. And when you forget the benefits of God, you forget the blessings of God. Don't let issues around you cause you to forget, because just one remembrance of one thing that God has done or is doing is what God will use to get you out of the trouble that you are in now. I don't know if you heard what I just said. So if you forget all His benefits, your goose is cooked, because you have nothing to sow to bless Him. So no matter what it is that you're going through, you know, there's a veteran ad. It's an ad about some foundation in the States called Towers to Towers. And there's this guy, it's a military guy, he was out in the battlefield, and he said his legs got blown off. And he said, God, just keep me so I can go home to my family. I want to be with my wife. And he survived. First time I saw it, don't do this. But this is the thought I thought. I thought, selfish guy, you should have just died there so that she didn't have to have you half man come back. You say, Pastor, you didn't think that thought. It was the devil. It was the devil. It was the devil. I knew it was the devil who made me want to think that thought. So I cast it down. I said, devil, you a liar. It doesn't matter. What happened with that man? He's alive. Yes, he may have lost his legs, but he is still alive. And his children still celebrate him. And life is still good in spite of all of that. He found a place to say, okay, my legs are gone, but I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. I'm still here. And half, quarter, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go home and be with my family. He was thankful and was able to pray that prayer because he knew it didn't matter whether both legs were gone. The wife will still love him. The wife is still with him. Are we together? So in a sense, when he was praying that prayer, he was saying, you know what? I have a wife that loves me. And loves me no matter which way I come back. My wife loves me. That is being thankful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you say, Pastor, why are you telling us all of this? I'm talking to you about how you position yourself to be in the place where favor finds you. Are we together? Favor has to locate me, because Father God has to locate me no matter what.
He says, don't forget his benefits. Remember, first of all, he's the one who forgiveth all thine iniquities. In essence, child of God, don't think and stop thinking, I'm such a terrible person, that's why all these bad things are happening to me. He says, stop that, stop that. God forgiveth all thine iniquities. He's removed the blockade between you and him. So remember, he loves you. Are we together so far? So don't let anything separate you from receiving what God has for you. What else does he do? He healeth all thy diseases. Huh? All thy diseases? Yes. It doesn't matter what the disease is. God is a healer of that disease. That's part of the favor that's granted you and me. God healeth all thy diseases. All, every form of disease that I have, God heals it. So, I don't know, Pastor. My disease is I'm a drug addict. God says, I heal that too. I have schizophrenia. No problem. I heal that too. I have cancer. No problem. I heal that too. I have financial problems. I'm broke. No problem. I heal that too. No matter what the situation is, God says, take the blockade away. Don't forget. If you can just give me thanks and bless me for one thing. Lord, I thank you. I'm breathing a little bit easier today than yesterday. God says, okay, we've got something. We've got something we can work with. Give God something to work with. Hallelujah. So, I don't have anything to... Do you have hair on your head? Then, thank you, Lord. I have hair on my head. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. You don't have hair on your head? So, thank you, God. I'm not spending money at the barber. It all works. Find a way to thank God. That's how favor comes to you. Are we together? What else is God doing? He says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? God redeems your life from destruction. You were deemed for destruction, and God snatches you from that destruction. And not only does he get you out of trouble, out of destruction, he crowns you. He crowns you with his loving kindness and tender mercies. What else does he do? He satisfies your mouth with good things. He puts good stuff in your mouth. Good stuff how? Good food. Sure, it concludes that. But primarily, good words. Good words. How do you have good words in your mouth? By seeding in your heart good words. You stick it in. No matter what is going on, you find a scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall lack nothing. You stick it in there. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe in God. You stick it in there. And one day, you read, he was wounded for our transgressions and was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. You stick it in there. And as you
you put in the words of God inside of you, they start to grow. They go through the process that they need to go through. They flower and they become fruitful inside of you. And one day you start to speak out of your mouth the fruitfulness of life. Amen. You're facing a problem. And from nowhere, oh, I shall not lack. God is my shepherd. Oh, and the devil backs off because you have just taken the sword of the Spirit and wielded it against the enemy. He has to back off. I have a headache. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. But instead of saying, this is bad, you say, by his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. I am healed. By your stripes. By your stripes. I am healed. I am healed. And you stay with it. And all of a sudden, for you know it, there's no headache. Or God shows you what to do. I remember I was in some nation of the world. And I was with my spiritual father. And we're by his private jet. We're waiting for him to come in. And it was so hot. Very hot. He came, went into the plane, sat at my spot. And all of a sudden, the world went purple. I mean, everything was purple. I'm looking, what is going on? And I heard the voice of the Lord. Tell them to give you salt water right now. So I said to, give me salt water right now. So they gave me salt water and I drank salt water. And the problem was solved. I said, salt water. I had no idea what salt water I was going to do. I've never had that kind of an experience before. But I was having a heat stroke or something. I don't know what happened. But it was not good. But God was there to give me the solution to my problem. There was nobody there that was a doctor. But God knew what I needed. Sure, there are lots of powerful, anointed men of God in that plane with me. My spiritual father was there. Every anointed man was in there. But that's not what God asked me to do that very moment. He said, tell them to give you salt water. If I had asked, when God said, give me salt water, I said, guys, I need prayers right now, I would have died in there. But favor released what I needed so I can continue. Are you with me? The favor of God brings solutions to you. Say it with me. Favor brings solutions into my life. So no matter how tight your situation is, favor will resolve the situation. Every one of us need favor. Amen? Psalm 84 and verse 11 says to us, Psalm 84. Continue to read Psalm 103. That's a powerful passage of scripture to read. Psalm 84 and verse 11. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If you are walking uprightly before God, he says there's not a good thing that God will hold back from you. Praise the Lord. Do you receive that word? God will not keep anything good from me when I walk uprightly before him. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. What is that? When you have the sun, you have daylight. Yes? You need sun for things to grow, generally, mostly. Yes? Okay. When the Word of God says God is a sun to you, it's saying that God rebukes the night from your life. I don't know if you hear it. God is a sun. And as a sun, he gives you the capacity to see everything clearly so that there's no occasion for stumbling. For stumbling happens in the night when you cannot see. The sun causes things to grow. Yes? The sun is very helpful. But God's word also says that the sun can smite. Now, I don't want the sun to smite me by day or the moon by night. Sun can smite you and you end up with skin cancer. Are we together? But remember, the next part of it is that those that walk uprightly. So the same God says to you, listen, I'm going to be sun in your life. But as sun, I want you to know that you need to walk uprightly before me. Or let me take away the sun motif off and put it this way. How many of you know what fire is? Good. Is fire good? Can fire be bad? Okay. Fire can warm you. Fire can cook for you. Yes? But fire can burn everything you've got. Based on how you handle the fire. Now, how do you handle your relationship with God in such a way that it becomes an advantage and not a disadvantage? By having, first of all, the fear and reverence for God. You have to revere God and know that he is God and that you are not. And that when he gives you an instruction, that you will be wise to obey the instruction that he just gave to you. Because not to obey it exposes you to all kinds of dangerous stuff. Now, God himself will not come do it, but you open the door for the enemy to penetrate into your life and generate disaster. Are we together so far? Now, do you remember in the Bible that the people were busy complaining and serpents were released into their midst and serpents began to bite them and they began to die? Remember this? Then the Bible says that Moses is talking to God and God says, I want you to make a brazen serpent. Raise it up. And whoever looks at that brazen serpent will be healed. Remember that? Okay. Now, why do I bring that point to you? I bring that to say this, that whatever it is that is causing pain in your life, God flips it around and brings good out of it. When God turns the evil around and brings good out of it, he is favoring you. Amen?
So what should I do when I'm going through a difficult time? I should come to God and say, God, flip this thing around and let it become a blessing to me. Oh, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying yet. God can turn your problem into your blessing. He causes all things to work together for good. To them that love God and to them that have been called according to His purpose. Your struggle becomes what God uses to promote you. Are you hearing me? It is connected to the favor of God. Now, in light of that, I want you to come with me to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49, beginning to read from verse 22. Genesis 49, 22. It says, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. This is the blessing of God. God says, you, the Father is blessing all of His children. Jacob is. Israel is blessing all of His children. These are His last days. And He speaks about Joseph and He says, Joseph, you're a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a well. You're planted by a well. Well, the Word of God tells us that the one who... Take me to Psalm 1 first, and we'll come back to 49:22. Psalm 1. Blessed, the Word of God says, is the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, you are not taking the advice of the world system. Even though the advice seems very, very good, He says, don't follow that advice. I was at my accountant, church accountant, some days back, dealing with certain things. And he's telling me about all these wealthy people that he serves. These people don't know what to do with money. And he's describing them. And he talks about this guy that's possibly a billionaire in our city. And he says, but if you see this guy, you will not know that he's that wealthy. He says, this guy drives a very old, old, old car. He says, this guy, you will see him and he's busy riding his bike. And his clothes are not that good. He says, but he's very wealthy. He has all kinds of stuff. I said, it's interesting. And he says, you know what about this guy? He doesn't give a dime to anybody. He doesn't give a donation anywhere. He says, that's why he's that very rich. And he's telling me that because he just saw my donations. And he's saying, I see your income because he does my T4, and I see how much you're giving. If you're going rich, man, you better stop giving this amount. So this is his flip side advice. Are we together so far? But I was wise enough to know that's not the advice I want. I was wise enough to know this kind of advice is the kind of advice that's going to get you into a big, serious mess. Because that guy,
He doesn't need to give a dime to anybody. He is in the back pocket of the devil already. Me, if I try to do that nonsense, everything will break apart. I've been there, done that, finished that class, not going back to that class. I say, no. What is going to happen is I'm going to give like crazy now. I'm going to give and give and give everywhere. Everywhere, I will scatter the seed everywhere. You're not going to lock me into that because I am positioning myself for the favor of God. Are you with me? What is the point of getting all? How much of those dollars is he going to go somewhere with? How many lives have you impacted with not giving a dime anywhere? When you die, you're not going to take any dime with you. And people are going to say, this guy had all that money and we were suffering. We curse your memory. While he's dead, they'll still be cursing him. Well, the Bible says that. It says, if you were told, you'll be cursed. But if you want to experience the favor of God, you got to position yourself, recognizing that your trust is in God. Hallelujah. Now, let's continue. It says, does not sit or walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law or the word of the Lord, and in his law or word doth he meditate day and night. It says you focus on the word of God. You're breathing in, taking in the word of God. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Because everybody has a season. But guess what? That bringeth forth in his season shifts you from your particular season to a season-free experience, which is God's season. God's season is always good. Hallelujah. He says his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Prosper. Anything you do is going to prosper. It says, but the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the ungodly shall perish. That is disfavor. We want the favor of God, not disfavor. Now let's go back to Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Verse 22, 23. I think we're in 23 now. He says, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. In essence, he's on this side, but he has crossed over to the other side. Are we together so far? He's growing on this side, on that side. What does that mean? It means that he's growing spiritually as a fruitful bough that just God has spoken over, and now he's overflown and he's growing on the other side. Spiritual, natural. Are we together? Now, when the enemy sees you growing on their side, prospering on their side, where they're supposed to be head, but now you are head over there. It says the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him
and hated him. You see, I don't know if you're ready for this. There is a blessing, the blessing and the favor of the Lord that is coming in our days, that's going to cause you and I to flourish on both sides, that is going to generate persecution. I don't know if you heard what I just said. In fact, some of us are being persecuted now because we are already on the other side, even though physically we don't see ourselves there, but the enemy sees that we have already crossed over. And he's doing everything. Joseph was already on the other side when he said, "My sheave also rose, and yours bowed to mine. The sun and the moon and the stars bowed down to my star." He was already on the other side. And what did that generate when his father put on him the multicolored coat and was pronouncing chieftaincy over him? His older brothers began to persecute him, and they threw him into a well. Remember that? Let's go back to 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a what? A well. They're throwing you into a well. That's it time. You're coming out of that and you're going to be everything I said. May I say to you today that whatever the agenda of the enemy is, stop griping about it. Start celebrating your victory. Amen? God allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified, to be buried, but the devil did not know that crucifying Jesus, killing Jesus, and Jesus getting buried was going to be his eternal downfall. 3 days, and Jesus took care of everything that was concerning my past on the first day. Second day, he took care of everything in my present. Third day, he took care of everything in my future. If the devil knew, he would not have allowed him to stay there for 3 days. He would have, "Hey, you beat me up day one, get out. Because I want to still mess up with their present and their future." God made the devil dumb so that we can become the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Anything happening in your life is happening for a reason. And I'm trying to say to you, and I'm saying to myself today, stop complaining about whatever it is. Start celebrating the victory that's in that which you are going through right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go on. It says, "The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow abode in strength." His bow abode in strength. It stayed strong. "And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob." While he's going through all of that, he stays strong. You know you are trouble to the devil when you're going through things and you're still shouting hallelujah. When you're going through a crisis, things are falling apart, and you're saying, "God is reordering things. He's putting things together. He's moving things. Because everything is going to be right exactly where it's supposed to be." Find a way to thank God in your situation. It's a setup for your victory. Hallelujah. It says, "God strengthened his arm, his hands." It says in verse 25,
even by the God of thy father. Who shall help thee? God, your father, shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of what? Of heaven above. Joseph, you're going through all kinds of crazy stuff, but I'm telling you that God is blessing you with blessings of heaven above. Blessings, watch this, of the deep that lieth under. I'm blessing you from what is above. I'm blessing you from that which is beneath. I mean, if you know the gold and the silver and all the minerals are beneath. God says, I'm going to bless you from above, from heaven, and I'm going to bless you with the wealth and the riches of the earth. I'm going to cause the earth to yield its increase to you. When? Because you are busy blessing me. You're staying strong. You're not allowing your situation to wear you down. You stand strong and you say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He says, he's going to bless you with the blessings of the breast. Oh, wow. That's interesting. What is the blessings of the breast? The word of God says, it says, kings, your children are going to eat from the breast of the kings. In essence, you are going to have resources made available to you. Praise the Lord. People that don't know you will come and be a blessing to you. They will find a way to connect with you so that favor is unleashed. Hallelujah. It says the blessings of the breast and of the womb. What are the blessings of the womb? Children. What is God saying? You are going to birth. You are not going to be barren. You are going to increase. Then it goes on in verse 26, the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. Wow, that's a big one. What is he saying? Israel, which is Jacob, is saying, the blessings I'm speaking over you now, they are greater than the blessings that Abraham spoke, greater than the blessings that Isaac spoke. What I'm saying to you right now is over and above what has been said before. Ah. Oh, I don't know if you're getting this. What is God saying? Remember the Lord Jesus Christ saying, the works that I did shall you do also, and greater works shall you do because I go to be with the Father. In essence, I'm in the business of doing greater. This is the favor of God. I am going to bless you, and the blessing that has been pronounced over you right now is greater than whatever blessing has been spoken before. This is a new word. I will do a new thing. Shall you know it? I'm going to make streams in the desert. God is saying, I am turning things around for you. Forget about what I said before. I'm saying something new now. This blessing is greater. It prevails above the blessings of my progenitors. Unto, watch this, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and the crown, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. You were separated from your brethren. You were
discarded, forgotten, counted as dead, counted as enslaved. Nothing good is going to happen in his life. Oh, but I say, no, Joseph, you're going to fulfill my divine destiny for your life. You know what our problem is? Ask me, what's our problem? Our problem is we measure ourselves based on what we see with our natural eyes. You see yourself and you don't see more than that. The Bible says the Israelites saw themselves as grasshoppers, and so were they in the eyes of the enemy. We need to change our thinking. Listen, the blessing of God is not based on your education or based on your age or based on your sex or your race. It's none of that. When God crowns you with favor, the wealthiest man will come into you and say, sir, what can I do? How can I help you? What do you need me to do? You're not hearing what I'm saying. Are you? You sure you're hearing? I'm saying, when you and I walk uprightly before God, the bets are off. The limits are off. It's no longer then about who you know. It's then about the God you know. Praise the Lord. It's no longer, because in this life, in the natural, it is about who you know. But in the economy of God, it's not about who you know anymore. It's about the God you know. So you can be a Daniel and be running things in Babylon when you're supposed to be a slave. You can be a Joseph and be running all of Egypt, including the Pharaoh, when you are supposed to be in prison. When God marks you, you are in a different sphere. And so, listen, are you ready for this? It's not about you pleasing man. It's about pleasing God. The Word of God says one with God is what? And the majority what? The majority wins. So you better be on God's side. Seek Him with all of your heart. And stop all of your crazy plans. Get the plans of God. I'm going to do this. How do you know that you will ever do any of it? Do you have the power of the next second? No. God willing, God helping me, I will accomplish the will of God for my life. And it doesn't matter whether you become an engineer, an astronaut, a doctor, a plumber, a taxi driver, an Uber driver. God, when God's hand of blessing is on you, you will be in charge. You will be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Stop comparing yourself with somebody else. You're not somebody else. Stop trying to be somebody else. Just be who God says you are. Do what His Word says you should do. Meditate on His Word. And even though you are the one that has been separated, God will elevate you. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 5 and verse 12. Oh, wow, where did that time go? I better wrap up. It says, For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Favor will protect you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, Noah found favor in the sight of God. But Noah found grace or favor in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. Let me end with Proverbs. Proverbs 18:22. I'll continue tonight on this message. I basically worked through the introduction. It says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Whoso findeth a wife obtaineth favor of the Lord. This is such a powerful verse in the scriptures. Because the word of God is saying, firstly, that not every woman is a wife. Let me say that again. Not every woman is a wife. A wife found is a good thing. I'll talk about husbands, but this is a very specific verse. What is the word of God saying? Just like we've been saying that we need to position ourselves, it is imperative that we pray for our daughters, recognizing that not every woman is a wife or a good thing, that every daughter be raised up by the Spirit of God to be that wife. That's a good thing that causes the husband and the community to experience the favor of the Lord. Now, why do I say that? Or why is the Word of God saying that? Because the wife, remember, the Word of God says, was created to be what? A help meet. A help meet. What is this help meet meaning? It means that she is created to be the perfect fit. Let me say that again. She is created to be what? The perfect what? Fit. Now, if we have a puzzle and you have two puzzle chips or whatever you may call it, and they are identical, are they a perfect fit? No. They're exactly the same thing. The perfect fit is the other puzzle that fits into the grooves or the curves of the other one. Will you accept that? That's a perfect fit. Now, the man that you are married to or the woman that you're married to cannot be exactly like you. They are generally
opposite of you. So the lesson the man needs to learn and the woman needs to learn is living with the person that is different from them but fits them. Now, don't try to change the person that you fit with. If your husband is a hothead, and you're the calm one, don't become a hothead with him, because you're going to have disaster. Fit with him. You were created to fit with each other, to calm him down when he's trying to be a hothead. Vice versa. Mama is a hothead, I am the cool head. Hallelujah. It is the way it is. Everybody knows it. Hallelujah. I tell you what, just the presence of Mama around me drives a lot of devils away. Praise the Lord. The thing is that Mama should not burn me. Hallelujah. She should fit with me. Praise the Lord. If she tries to make me like herself, we will be having Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. Do you understand what I mean? Pow! That will not be good. Somebody has to be the calm one, and somebody has to be hot. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you find that wife that fits you, fits your personality, that wife makes you more than you can be by yourself. And the agenda of the wife, as well as it is the agenda of the husband, because whoso findeth a wife, that must mean that the man is also smart to find his fit. Praise the Lord. You have some crazy guy that does not know his left from his right, trying to hook up with somebody else. We've got problems. You've got to follow the direction of the Lord. And if God has placed you in that relationship, make that relationship work. Praise God. Make it work. Because that's how favor comes into the life of the man. And favor comes into your life as a wife who becomes that virtuous woman of Proverbs 31. Favor is drawn into your family based on your relationship one with the other. The Word of God says, the man better treat the wife right, or else his prayers will not be what? Answered. It doesn't matter how long you fast and pray, and how many times you call the name of Jesus, and Jehovah Jireh, and Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Makadesh, Jehovah whatever, it won't work. We connected for a reason. And the reason is so that we can be a blessing one to the other. If any two of you shall agree concerning anything, I'm going to be there with them, in the midst of them, and I will answer. Praise the Lord. You want favor? You must embrace unity and shun everything that has to do with division. What the enemy wants to do is divide and what? Conquer. What God wants to do is multiply you, increase you, cause you to flourish. So my prayer, your prayer for your daughters, your wife, is God, make this daughter of mine a great wife for somebody that you have handpicked for her. And may they be fruitful and multiply and increase. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Can we do that? Rise with me. Say, favor of the living God, rest upon my life. Locate me now. Father God, position me where I ought to be for your favor to be manifested in me and through me. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that this favor will never be my portion. I am a child of the Most High God by the strength of the Most High God. Father God, whatever I am by your grace. Help me. Help me. Help me. Hosanna. Help me. Position myself in the right place. Carry me there. Drag me there. Do whatever it is you need to do, Father, so that I am in your blessing. Cause me to be upright. Straighten me up. Straighten me up. Make me upright. Make me upright. Make me righteous. I receive the gift of righteousness, and I receive your peace in my life. I declare this day, I am blessed and highly favored. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Your blessings pursue after me and overtake me. I am marked with your name, and therefore your blessings are pouring into my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. It is our culture in this house that when we come into this house, we sow a seed unto the Lord. We give God something to work with. And so at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. I encourage the saints to pray, ask God. Say, God, what do you want from me today? And God will tell you what he wants from you. And I encourage you to just do that, because it is your trust in God. And God will multiply your seed sown. The word of God says God will cause our seed to be mighty. He'll take your little and make something extraordinary out of it. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you to do so at this time. If you have not already released an offering of faith unto the Lord, do so now. And if you have not received the elements of communion, please raise your hand and the ushers will make certain that they come and serve you with the elements of communion. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying to somebody, you're not here by accident. I brought you here because I have great plans being unfolded concerning your life. God is raising you up by His Spirit. And you need to continue in His Word, and you are not going to recognize yourself in the days to come because of the mighty things God is going to do in you and through you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Rise with me. Praise the Lord.
You may turn my mic on.
So you take your breath. Jesus said, "This is my body that is broken for you." His body was broken so that us will be made whole.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, "I receive the wholeness."
I receive the wholeness
that Jesus paid for.
That Jesus paid for.
My body.
My body.
Be whole.
Be whole.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Take and drink. Eat.
This is a cup of blessing. The cup of the favor of the Lord. As you take off this cup, let every problem, every issue that needs to be addressed by the covenant presence of God take place. God is a covenant keeping God. Say with me, God is with me.
God is with me.
God is for me.
God is for me.
God is by me.
God is by me.
God is in me.
God is in me.
And not against me.
Not against
me. Therefore,
I am blessed
and highly favored. Take off this cup and drink. Lift up your hands before the Lord. I speak grace, restoration, protection, provision, peace, joy, overflow into your life. Into your destiny. The God of heaven, make your path smooth. Straighten everything out and cause you to take flight with supernatural speed in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Say, I receive it and I celebrate the goodness of God in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated briefly. We'll say goodbye to those that are on YouTube and Facebook at this time. We encourage you to join us back this evening. And also be reminded once again that we have special meetings next Sunday morning and Sunday evening. All right. Bless you. Let's say hello to those on Zoom.